I've always pictured singing ministry as a beautiful ministry. That's the reason I don't sing to mess it up, because it is beautiful from the heart. You know, when God speaks to us, every one of us, he speaks to us in different ways. You do know that, don't you? You know, how God relates to you is not the way that he relates to me, possibly, or vice versa. God speaks to each of us in many, many different ways, so that each one of us as individual Christians can feel that special touch that God wants you to receive and wants me to receive. We're special to him. And he wants to make sure that we realize how special we are to him. Now, our theme for this whole past year has been Just As I Am. Just As I Am. Our theme for 2020, which is a focus, when I talk about a theme, I'm talking about a whole ministry theme, whether it's the preaching, the singing, the worshiping, the ministry outreach, whatever it may be. Just As I Am. I came to Jesus, and Jesus accepted me just as I am. I couldn't clean myself up. I messed up on that so many times, you have too. You see, the cleaning has to be done by Jesus. That's why he said, yeah, come on, just like you are. Next year, it's going to be We Believe. Now, I know you hear us singing on Sunday, especially the song of We Believe. You're going to be hearing a whole lot of it in 2020. We Believe. You see, the focus of your life and my life through eternity is in the believing process within us. God has given us, we are the only one of all his creation, the only thing, the only people of his creation, we have a freedom of choice. He said, I'm going to show you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to walk with you, I'm going to let you know about me. Now, it's up to you to believe me. It's up to you to believe. We believe. As Christians, what we believe is God is first. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. We're commanded by God that when we truly do believe in him, and when we lead folks to Christ, he told his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news. Good news is death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. You see, the whole focus of all that I believe centers around that cross. Because without that cross, without our Christ on that cross, you and I have no hope. But we've been given the freedom to believe, to accept. We've been given the freedom to go tell. We've been given such great love of mercy and grace that he lets us know that you and I are so special during this special season that he's going to give us the privilege of getting to go to the world and to share his good news. Now, don't you like sharing good news? I do. You know, if I knew that there was someone out here, I had met him and he became a friend, or I knew him and he had a cure for all types of cancer, don't you think I would get excited about that? And I'd come in here running up and down these aisles and all shouting, I know the one who has the cure. I would say that because I love you. You would say that because you love those around you. You love people. and you love the good news. The good news would be there's a cure. Well, the good news for eternity is this. I know the way. I know the truth. I know the eternal life. I know not only the flame, I know the fire that's in that flame. I know the fiery spirit that God Almighty has brought and sent to this earth. And in His Spirit, He has let us know. I want you to know you can have eternal life. I don't want you to second guess it. I want you to know it. And the key to my life and the key to your life. You see, happiness doesn't mean that I'm always going to be walking around with a smile on my face, because that's not going to happen. When we look at each other, we may smile. And then sometimes we look at each other and we may frown. It's according to what position you have in the family. But God says, here's the key. I want you to believe. Now, Larry, you can't have eternal life without the believing part. But I want you to tell the story. Because you have the good news. And I want you to take that good news and let everyone know that you can know that you're saved and heaven bound. As a matter of fact, it's the only thing I really do know. Jesus loves me. And I know that I have eternal life, and I know that I'm saved. That's all I do know. Now, I can tell you, I know that that pew's going to hold me if I go sit on it. No, I don't. Because I don't even know how old that pew is. And I do know how old I am. And I do know that anything can give out at any time. You're with me on that one, aren't you? Okay? So, I know they're going to do the right thing this time. How many times have you said that in your life? I know they will. Lord, I know that I got it this time. Father, you never have to worry again. I'll never sin. Do you not realize that God knows you're lying right out of your heart right then? And you know it? Because He says, he who says he is without sin is a liar and the truth's not in him. So we Christians admit our sinful state. And frankly, there's just not that much that I can tell you that I know except for what I know about Jesus. And I know that I'm eternally secure. I know there is a heaven. Jesus said so. He told me He came from there. I know that. But why in the world would Jesus give His life for somebody like me? Well, let's stand together and read. Together, please. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God's blessings be upon the reading of His holy word. You may be seated. How to know that you're really saved? That's eternal life. Now, I keep reminding you. The human being, God did not create to ever die. That's why our bodies fight against death. That's why a lot of the organs of our body and all will heal themselves or will grow back. God created us, and the scripture says we are so marvelously made and so wonderfully loved. But I got to leave the body because the body cannot come in the presence of God and exist. Now you hear me? You cannot stand in the presence of God in your human body and live. So therefore, because I am a Christian, because of what Jesus did on that cross, God is going to remove me from this human capsule that I'm trapped in, and it's going to take me home and give me a new body. I got a spiritual one. Yes, you will recognize each other. And I got a glorified body coming. But those who don't know Jesus will never see a glorified body. The scripture says they will die in their sin, in their sinful bodies, in their sinful state. But the only problem with that is eternal dying, never able to complete. There will be crying and agony and gnashing of teeth, crying for the rocks and the mountains to cover them. Anything, begging for death and can't receive it. That sounds horrible. Well, let me tell you the good part. You don't ever have to feel it. I got news for you. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. My Father created it for me and for you. Our Father in heaven sent His only begotten Son to make sure that we get there. And He tells us, you need to believe and know that you belong to me. 2 Peter 1, verses 10 and 11. Christian brothers, make sure you are among those He has chosen and called out for His own. And God will open wide the gates of heaven for you to enter. Woo! Did you hear who's opening the gates? Huh? God will open wide the gates of heaven and for you to enter into the eternal forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. No beginning, no ending. Eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus got a kingdom. I am a part of His kingdom. It's His kingdom come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't we catch that? He is in charge of us on earth as He is of us in heaven. The kingdom that He placed in your heart here on earth, you are guaranteed to live in that kingdom in heaven. You got it now? How do you know this? Let's look at it. First of all, for you to know it, believe God's testimony about His Son. So therefore I must believe. You and I call it accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior of our life. Or we call it believing Jesus is exactly who He says He is. Jesus said, I'm the Son of God. My Father sent me here. As a matter of fact, I wanted to make sure that you understand this, Jesus says. I have never spoken a word that my Father hadn't given me to speak. So I've come to tell you the truth about eternal life, eternal living. That eternal life that I'm talking about has already begun in you, Christian, when you believe the testimony about Jesus, when you believe Jesus is who He claims to be. That's accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior of His life. I don't care whether you took a bath or not. It's not the cleaning of the outside, but it's letting Jesus clean from the inside out. He said, I'll make you clean, clear through. I'll make you so clean, it's not white as snow. It'll be as clear as the light, or as white as the light, not the snow. He said, I want you to understand, I'll show you the light. We even hear about people close to death seeing the bright light. And people say, oh, that's nonsense. Listen to me, folks. I've never died before. I've never died before. So how in the world am I going to say what they're saying ain't right? I don't know how God revealed Himself to them. But I do read in Scripture that He is the light. He's the light of my life. He lights up all of creation. There is nothing in existence that God doesn't light up. And he said, I want you to believe. 1 John 5:11, and the testimony is this. Here's the testimony, believe it. That God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Did not Jesus tell us that? Did we not read that in his Holy Scriptures? He who lives and believes in me shall never die. Then he said, you believe it, Martha? He said, pay attention, because I speak to you from the human standpoint, but I also speak to you eternally, spiritually. All the disciples were so excited. He said, can you feel the burning within us as he spoke? He was full of the fire. The light was so bright. And they got excited. Oh, it's exciting for the moment. But folks, you and I have light in us. When you said yes to Jesus, he lit you up. He lit you up. And in this big dark world, God's got his eyes on you because you lit up. You talk about a Christmas tree light. We are the lights of God. All of creation is his tree. And he has lit a glowing power within each and every one of us. And he has wrapped us around all his creation. And he points out to all that exists, those are my kids. Woo! Those are my children. I love them. They're the light of my life. Do you ever think of that? Brother Randy says to us all the time, bless God. Be a blessing to God. Bless God. You can light up God's life. How? Well, by letting the world know that this love that Almighty God has given to you, he offers to them. That's how you know you're saved. When you believe the testimony, Jesus is the Son of God. Not that he was. See, there's nothing past tense to Jesus. Jesus is always present tense. Well, but that was a long time ago for you and me. Not for Jesus. Jesus is alive. He's lit you up with the Holy Spirit power that he's placed inside of you. That spirit that is within you is waiting for that power. And when you say, I believe, Jesus says, I'll power you up. And when I power you up, that's a battery that'll never run down. Because you see, you happen to be wrapped around the God's creation tree of all that he's ever created. And each one of us are going to give a little glow. All multiplicity of colors, backgrounds. But you're going to glow for Jesus. Yep, that's my son over there. That's my daughter. Yep, there's Larry Pete over there. He's flickering a little bit. Think of it. Get real into reality living. And the only thing that is truly real, it's what is eternal. What you see is going to perish. Our bodies can't make it. But my Creator, my Savior, from the beginning promised, don't you worry about a thing. I got you covered. I got you a spiritual body, and I got a glorified body just waiting for you. Because my Son is going to bring glory to you. And you will bring glory to him. When you believe and you stand strong in his testimony that he is the Son of the living God. Then, how do I know? when I receive God's Son, who is eternal life. Now listen to this, 1 John 5:12. So whoever has God's Son has life. Okay? When you got saved, when you said yes to Jesus, you received the Son of God. You believe. That's how you accept Him. You believe. Whoever does not have Son does not have life. Oh, my heart breaks for folks who don't know Jesus. I just get aggravated at people who do know Jesus and don't tell anybody about Him. I've been there. Every one of us have. We knew we should have spoke up, but we didn't. That didn't mean my light went out. That was the time when God was saying, Larry, it's flickering a little over there. You get the point? You and I happen to be a blessing not only from God, but a blessing to God. As His Son's light burns in us and lights up His realm. Man, that's got to be a Christmas tree and a half, doesn't it? Not one light can go out because it's powered by the Spirit of Christ. I know I have eternal life. I know I'm saved because I believe and I receive. I know I'm saved because I recognize that believing is the knowing. Believing is the knowing, not seeing. Or if I can see it, I'll believe it. You can't get saved that way, people. You can never know Jesus that way. If you got to see now, Lord, if you will prove this to me. What did throughout Jesus' 3 year or so ministry that he had on earth, everybody wanted him to do a trick for him. Well, you do a miracle and I'll believe. Do we not realize something? What Jesus did in our heart, what happened to me and to you when you came under conviction and you realized that you needed Jesus, don't you realize that there's not a greater miracle that could ever happen in your life than that? God Almighty touched you individually, and Jesus, His Son, lit you up to go on His tree of life. And He says, now, I want you to tell the world. But Lord, now I'm saved. My family's saved. We're all going to heaven. Can we take a break? Really? Really? Has Satan taken a break from you? No. You know, I'm not gambling with you. Because I'm a Baptist, we're not to do. I'm not gambling with you. I'll bet you that everyone in here and everyone listening this morning has had a bad thought today. What's a wild guess, preacher? No, it ain't wild. It's call for you and for me to get real. It's reality Christianity. Knowing that life is there and life hurts. All life hurts. But Jesus helps me get through the boo-boos in life. Jesus patches me up. Jesus puts the salve or the ointment on me to soothe my weary soul. The burdens that bother so many. Spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Oh, my word, it's amazing in this generation how our kids even exist or even come to church with what all they have out in the world that pulling them away. Do you be thankful that you have children that still go? You be thankful that they're still breathing, that you can keep warning them. Now, they're going to be knotheads. You got me? They are not going to do it the way you think it ought to be done. And really, they're not supposed to. You had to do it the way God gave you the ability. You leave them alone and let them do it God's way also. And God says, recognize that believing is knowing. 1 John 5:13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. I've told you all of this stuff so you will know you have eternal life. When you believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, you have eternal life. Not ever eternal dying, always eternal life. Your light will not go out. Let me tell you how strong, how powerful the power behind you as a light, how it is. You're alive today, and people like being around the spark that you create as you light up in their life. When you visit them, they visit you. You light up their life. You make them smile. Now you walk in a room with a smile on your face and watch how many other people start smiling. You just lit that room up. You walk in with a frown and see how many are frowning. How about turning the light switch on? How about getting just a little tad excited about what Christ has already done in you, instead of being so greedy and self-centered that we're waiting for Him to do more so we can do more for Him? If you don't do for Him with what little you got, with nothing you have, you will not do anything for Him. I don't care how much you have. You got me? It don't work that way. That's not the way love is. You can't just love me when I'm right and when I'm sweet, because it ain't that often. You're going to see the pastor that way, sweet and right. You got to love me just the way I am. And that's going to take an act of God, Brother Randy. But the light that God had put in you, let me finish that thought for you. See, when you die, you're still going to light up their life. The memory. How you know that person and remember that person as they cross over. Well, now, get at peace with them, folks. You're going to see them again. They didn't go anywhere. They're still in the arms of Christ. There's still the light. That bulb has not went out. It's burning in eternity. And it should burn in your heart and your spirit for eternity. And then you're going to step over. Woo! Welcome home, Larry Pete. What took you so long? I'm just so excited about knowing I'm going to be there. All the rest of the foolishness I got to deal with here on earth is nothing, Brother Randy, compared to the glory that awaits on the other side. So therefore, you and I, we're not there yet. Don't you dare cover your light up. Don't you dare worry when you start to flicker a little, because you're not going to go out. Why? You happen to be a part of the strand of lights on God's original Christmas tree of all creation. You might flicker a little, but the beauty of that flicker's coming out. You got me? Really, that's a pretty, look at that. It's flickering all over the place. Yeah, it's my family. You and I, we're the family of God. I believe. And I know I'll see y'all later. Let's pray.